line, mobile.
OTR.
NAR and 0TR. 87LT.
87LT. Well, that's a new one. This is in 0TR, and good afternoon. Name here is Tom.
In 0TR, 87LT. This is Dan over in Green Valley. We've talked before. Just heard you in there a moment ago on our, was listening on an AirSpy HF Plus Discovery software defined radio. It's about the size of a packet of Chiclet chewing gum. And Chiclets chewing gum, I should say. Phenomenal little rig and extremely, I think, complicated. I'm not really a Windows person, but I've got a Windows virtual machine on my Mac my MacBook Pro, and so I can run Windows programs. So it took me a while to figure out how to get the USB driver installed and pre-select that before running the program. Actually, yours was the first voice I heard on it, so... I'm just, because I don't really have an HF antenna up yet, so I just had it plugged into a VHF antenna, and there you are.
We're glad you come back to me. Daniel's your last name, Gold. I just brought that call sign up.
That's affirmative.
Okay. Well, let's just Greenville here. Wait, just generally speaking, you look a lot like me, and... Well, that's ugly, but that's not a plus, but, shoot. Well, I've been out feeding the chickens, Daniel, or Dan, and I'm cold. It's 46 in the, on the front porch, and it's 50 out there in the sunlight on the weather station, and I went down and pulled a SD card out of my game camera that I keep out there just for fun to see what varmints are out back. And haven't looked at that yet. Well, what rig are you talking on now? And I have a comment on that. I'm Tom, and I'm in Greer, Dan.
I'm listening to you on a Receive Only software-defined radio. You know, it's the one like a ICOM 7300 has the waterfall and so forth on your computer. You know, I've got a, I'm talking right now on an old Yaesu Foxtrot Tango 8000. It was purely a, it doesn't have the Fusion stuff on it. It's an old rig that I inherited from a good buddy of mine who's now a Silent Key, K4FE. So, we've got that, and it's a dual-band VHF, UHF, and, I mean, it's a good radio. It doesn't have the front end that the Kenwood does, what's that rig? The V71A, I guess it is. But anyway, I'm just running barefoot on a J-pole, homebrew J-pole. I got that dual band J-pole I've got leaning up against the wall here in the study. Go ahead.
I remember you now, Dan. I remember you saying that. Well, the comment I had, yes, I'm intrigued by your software-defined radio, which I'm probably not smart enough to run it, but I listen to the aircraft bands a lot, and... I enjoy that. I was in a flight crew in the Navy years and years and years ago. But Dan, what I wanted to tell you was, and I'm going to assume that you're on a wall ward or something for a power supply on that. I run the old FT-78 and 7900 radios, and this is a ICOM 208, which is old. They don't even make them anymore. But they work very well. But you have a loud 60-cycle hum on this one. And I was just wondering what kind of power supply was on it.
It has a poor front end in it. There's no choke on the power line, which I probably need to put a choke on it. But it's running off a battery, actually, one of those Bonavino 12-volt batteries. But it's sitting right next to my laptop computer, which is plugged in, and getting charged up. And I suspect it's probably got a weak front end, and it's not rejecting that power hum in these adjacent, proximally located other electronic devices, if you catch my drift.
Fine business, Dan. I'm not criticizing. I just always let people know if I hear ignition noise or alternator noise or whatever. But, yeah, that very well could be. But your audio is good and strong. You got a nice signal. It's just for the exception of the, I noticed that 60-cycle hum on it. We've all had that happen with wall warts and things of that nature. I'm just running it's either 10 or 12 amp power supply. It's on the other side of the counter in front of me. And I would say it's an Astron, more than likely. That's about all I ever buy. I like the linear supplies. I'm not too much on the switch modes, although they have come a long ways with them, and they are getting more acceptable with less spurious harmonics and such. I know my amplifier on my HF rig has a switch mode power supply, and shoot, you never hear that thing. But I can hear the Astron whenever I drive the amplifier pretty hard. I can hear it kind of thump. but if that keeps up, I'll swap it. I have a spare one. But software-defined radio really sounds neat, and I bet it doesn't cost near as much as one of those ICOM receivers.
$100, I kid you not, and it covers all of the low bands, and it covers the air bands, and it covers VHF. It does not cover UHF. You can get additional plugins and stuff to our Daisy, other SDRs to Daisy chain it to. They'll do that, I think. So I can't cover 440. But I bought this mainly for the low bands. I've got an old Tempo 2020, if you remember that rig, by Henry Radio, which is still serviceable. Incidentally, I unplugged my charging circuit on my computer and noticed some noise dropped out on your signal, so that's probably what you were hearing earlier. Anyway, I thought I would have the advantage of having the SDR receiver, waterfall, and all of those whistles on a computer while operating the old Tempo 2020, which is sort of a hybrid transistor and TU3 rig. It has a hybrid, it's got a hybrid VFO in it. Anyway, it's a nice, it's an old-timey boat anchor rig from the 70s, and it's the first HF rig I ever had. So I thought I'd operate that a while before making a decision about what I want to cruise on into retirement operating. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dan, sound like a winner. Well, I've heard of those Tempos, but that's even before my time. Done CB back when it was good, back in the 70s, and then I quit when it started getting rotten, and then I become a ham in 93. So a lot of those with tube finals and that I don't know a great deal about. My my radio for 19 years was a TS-140 Kenwood, which some guys actually run mobile HF rigs. I have a dongle on my TS-590SG, and I run it over to a 27-inch screen, so I have a real nice display on HF that a good friend of mine actually installed for me, because I'm not very computer literate as far as Windows and stuff like that. I worked on machine tools and circuit boards and stuff in them, all the way from thyrotron tubes through variable frequency drives, but I never really got into the PLCs, hardly any, except for the last few years before I retired. But the SDR radios, from what my good friend Bill tells me, are the way to go. But I sure love my Kenwood, and I have no intentions of giving it up.
C14 Julio.
87 LT.
Okay, LT and Tom. Good afternoon. I was just over at Bill's, Tom. Made a 3015 Super Loop antenna real quick. Had all the parts and everything, and from together about 2.5 hours. I stole Bill's R7 from him. We'll take it up to my new QTH. So I'm looking forward to getting all that set up. Have my own little room, so on and so forth. So, handled Bill, Papa Hotel in the Lima from Bowling Springs, but actually all from all over the upstate. Tom kind of knows what I'm talking about. So, go ahead, Tom.
Roger, Phil. Well, it's good to hear you. And you're still into that Drake stuff. Well, this is Dan, and I forget what town he said he's from over there. Shows him as Greenville on QRZ, but he can tell you. And he's playing around with an SDR radio, and he has an old Tempo, so he's well aware of what you're talking about. And I didn't know they had that particular Super Loop. I still haven't figured out why I can't transmit around 7005 or any place on 40 with the Super Loop. And every place else I can transmit as much as I want. I haven't figured that out yet. And I think I've replaced almost everything. But I have the Carolina Windham up there, and it's 265 feet, and it does quite well. So I'm not overly concerned with it right now, and I sure ain't going out there in the cold, Phil. I just come in from feeding the chickens and such. It was great to hear Bill and you are working together on your equipment now. Bill and Phil are twins. He's in 4IQ, and this is AC4Q. Go ahead, Daniel, AD7LT in 0TR.
DR in the group, AD7LT. Yes, Phil, I remember quite fondly having access to the entire Drake line. I was a member of the University of South Carolina, this is on the Columbia campus, Amateur Radio Club. I don't even know if they still have an Amateur Radio Club, but a friend of mine and I, WA2FFY, who now lives up in Pittsburgh, were charter members of the University Club. Our advisor was Dr. LeCotte Cathy, who was in the physics department. I can't remember his call sign, but he was a real fixture around there. He's passed on now, silent key. But anyway, he guided us, and we put in a request one year for funding from the Student Government Association, as all of the duly registered student clubs were allowed to do, and they gave us looked over our budget and our equipment acquisition, and they approved the entire Drake line. And so we had the entire Drake line set up, and we had a rooftop shack over on the Physical Sciences Center on campus, which was a utility room, and had it all set up in there, and somebody broke in one night and stole the whole shooting match. So that Drake line is out there somewhere now. It's been decades, but it was, well, you talk about some crestfallen kids. We were not only crestfallen, we were a little bit on the PO side. Over to you, Phil, 87LT.
Okay, good. 87LT, AC4Q Mobile in the group. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I had, I still have some Drake equipment. I got my TR7 with most everything in it. I still operate some when I have it set up. That's another story. And I have some TR4, TR3 stuff that I need to get, I'm going to work on, get set back up. But I had a Tempo 1, so I know what you're talking about. I was licensed back in 63, I think it was. So we had a Tempo 1, I remember the 2020. All those rigs back in that era, Swan 250, Swan 500s, all tube-driven radios. I got TS-2000 right now, then I got a ICOM 746, which is a good radio, FT-900 vintage, 1990 vintage radio, but it's a really nice radio. It has a few temperature-related problems, but inside the house it works fine. We were in Mobile for years. So I've seen most of the gears come and go, and I do run a little bit of the newer stuff, like Tom was talking about. We get that back up and going. So I don't want to keep it too long. Go ahead, Tom, AC4Q.
Yeah, fine business, Phil. Yeah, they're the go-to people on information at times. These two, Bill and Phil, are just extremely great. Well, I'm going to let you go, Dan. Pleasure's all mine. I enjoyed this. And Bernice just set out some cottage cheese with tomato and green peppers and orange peppers on it. And then I got some fried fish and breaded tomatoes and scalloped potatoes coming. So I need to cut out of here. But it's really been great visiting with you guys. And I'll turn you over to Mr. Phil. Dan, 73's Bill, same to you. 87LT to take in 0TR, clear.
California, WA. WA.
Oh, hi, Steve. You're in there with 87LT and AC4Q, and I'm going to turn it back to Dan, and you know, Phil, 87LT and 0TR is clear.
Roger, roger. Listen, I just need a quick radio check. I've moved my 857D from my Dodge 2500 diesel truck over to my passenger vehicle because I just could not beat the injector noise. How's my signal? How's my audio?
Excellent. Go ahead, Dan.
N0TR and group 87LP. All right, well, guys, let me back out of here. You guys carry on, and I'm trying to learn something about this software-defined receiver. Still, my operation of it is sketchy and sporadic just because of my own ignorance, so it's I'm going to have to fiddle with it. And good to hear from you, Tom, and we'll turn it back over to the group. This is 87LT over here in Green Valley, which is on the side of west side of Travelers West. You guys take care. 73.
Oh, bring up one last time. It's AC4Q Mobile. And Tom, I mentioned the R7. That's a vertical antenna. That's a Hustler vertical antenna. You probably thought I was talking about TR7. I got that antenna from Bill since he's not really using it. And I'll put it up there to my new location up there near Pageland, South. I'm moving up that way. So, 7-3, everybody. Good talk to everybody. Okay, on your 857D, I had a couple of those. To me, the audio is a little bassy. It could use a little highest as far as, for my taste. But I understand everything you're saying. This is a C4Q mobile, Lord. I guess everybody's gone. Catch everybody later. AC4Q mobile, semi.
It's a lot of phone calls, Phil. And so you probably had to jump out of there. Just in general, TR. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you. Appreciate it. AC4Q.